Why do I write? Tens of answers queue up to be heard. Because I can, because I can't, because there are stories to be told, because I always have. Overwhelmingly, perhaps, I write because it suits me, this sitting in an office on my own, day after day, spinning new tales out of old histories. Introduced a while ago to a co-dinner guest as a writer, I faced the question, should I have heard of you? Well, I thought, since you obviously haven't, let's move on. Writing, then, is not about recognition. More recently, I was asked, do you think you should be able to make a living from writing? And this stumped me. I certainly don't believe that any writer deserves to make a living. But yes, I realise that I want to live in a society in which writers should be able to subsist on what they do. And this, of course, is all becoming far more difficult. The market's shrinking. Fewer books than ever even break even. Publishers are struggling to offer all but their top brands the kind of advances that allow writers to write and nothing else. Ask the question again, then. Why do I write? The books, I mean, rather than the reviews and features and the stuff for the telecooks. Why do it, especially as it becomes harder to make ends meet? Is this mere vanity? I began because there was this great untold story just waiting. Now I suppose I continue because that's what I've become, a writer. The process of stringing words together has become the way in which I mark out a territory of quiet concentration in the hurly-burly of an urban life with young kids. I'm not vain enough to believe in the right to scratch a living from it, but my fingers, when not at work, remain tightly crossed.